interested in that prayer because we're going through a series on the Holy Spirit, and we're looking at all the ways that He works in our life and that He has promised to work in our life through Scripture. Today we're going to look at how the Holy Spirit provides power in our life. Have you ever felt powerless? Like an inability to do anything? If you have, you may have felt like the little boy in this video. Watch this video and see if you can relate to what he's experiencing. It's a terrible thing to feel powerless, isn't it? Have you ever felt like that in your life? A lack of power to change the circumstances around you? A lack of power to change a anxious, worrisome mind? A lack of power to help a family member or a friend in need? We all lack power. But what the truth of the Holy Spirit is, He was given us to provide power in our life. The problem is, we don't always lean on Him to provide power. One is because we think we can handle it ourselves, and we don't need His help. Or maybe we think power, that's just for big and other people, it's not for us. The Holy Spirit, who lives within each of you, provides the power that we need in life. Here's the main truth we're going to look at today. Since life is almost impossible without the Spirit's help, ask Him to provide power to help you. That's what I pray for now, power in this sermon, power that we would understand your role. And so would you provide that? And we pray this through Christ. Amen. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1. If you got a Bible with you, then you can turn to the book of Ephesians. It's in the New Testament, and you can follow along with these verses, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20. I ask you to stand now and listen attentively with your mind, your heart, for this is the word of the Lord. Ephesians 1, verses 16 through 20. Do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His great might that He worked in Christ, raised Him from the dead, and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. Only two things forever, the Word of God and the souls of men. Please have a seat. Here's the first point we want to look at. We've got to just recognize the mighty power of God's Spirit. When we talk about the power of the Spirit, I hope you immediately recognize that the power of the Spirit is the same as the power of God. The power of the Spirit is the same as the power of Christ. When we talk about His power, we're talking about the power of God, the triune God. So where do we see the power of the Holy Spirit? We see it, first of all, in creation. If you look at creation, his Genesis 1, verses 1 to 2, we see that his power created all things. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. The Spirit of God was there at creation. We see his power in creating everything from nothing. Think about the power of the Spirit. He created planets. He created the 125 billion galaxies in the universe. He has an unlimited power. We talk about the power of God, we talk about omnipotence. Omni being all, potence meaning power. He has all power. Unlimited, immeasurable. If he can create the world, the universe, the galaxies, everything that has existed, it is an amazing power that he has. Another way we see his power is in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit used his power to enable normal men and women like you and I to do amazing, amazing things. I want to remind you, first of all, of just how did the Holy Spirit work in the Old Testament? He worked differently in the Old Testament than he works now, right? After Christ, what we have learned in our study of the Old Testament is that he indwells us, and he will always be with us. Now, in the Old Testament, he worked differently. He would come for certain periods of time upon men, upon women, and enable them to do amazing, powerful things. I think of King David. You know, we think of King David, but he actually started his life very unremarkable. He was a babysitter for sheep. He was the youngest of eight other brothers in his life. But then when we look at this verse in 1 Samuel 16, we'll see what was the source that he became a mighty king, a mighty soldier. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. That's the source of King David's might and power as a soldier. It was the Spirit of the Lord. Joshua, you remember Joshua? He followed Moses in leading the people. Probably a gifted, trained guy, but what he did was remarkable. He defeated many nations. Let's look at the source of his power in Numbers 27. The Lord said to Moses, take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is what? Is who? Is the Spirit. And lay your hand on him. Now we also know in the Old Testament there was a time of judges. The time of the judges is when the people of Israel were oppressed. They were taken over. They were conquered by other nations, other peoples. But then God would hear the cries of his people and he would raise up a judge, a leader, somebody that would help push back the oppressed people. We hear of Othniel and Gideon, a guy named Samson. You ever heard of Samson? Samson had this otherworldly strength and could do almost amazing stuff with just his power. And people say, where did Samson get his strength? And kind of the first thought is his hair, right? Some of you have long hair in here. Can you lift up people in chairs? And no, it's not the source of Samson's power. It was the Spirit. The Spirit came on him. The Spirit's power enabled common men like you and I to do amazing things. There's another way we recognize the power of the Spirit. He gave you spiritual life. If you've been around a church long enough and what we believe that we are born dead, spiritually speaking. A dead man is unresponsive. A dead man can't make himself come alive. But when we learned that the power of the Spirit, spiritually speaking, he made you and I come alive. If you believe in Christ, it's because of the power of God's Spirit. John 3:5-6, the words of Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is what brought you and I to faith in Christ. And then the last example of the power, probably the one that's the most amazing. It was the power of the Holy Spirit who brought Christ back from the dead. That's a pretty amazing power, isn't it? We don't know anybody else who has that power, that ability. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, talk about the Spirit, will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. The same power that raised Christ from the dead will one day raise our decomposed bodies, create a new immortal body that we will live forever and ever. Amazing power that the Holy Spirit has, right? It's unlimited. There's nothing that the power of the Spirit can't do. Now, what's amazing as we think about this is that that same power is available to you. It's available to you as a Christian. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you through the Spirit. That's our second point. Realize the same power. Now let's look again at Ephesians 1:19. And what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His great might that He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him as His right hand in the heavenly places. You see that? That's in yellow right there. His great power toward us who believe. The amazing understanding of the Spirit's power is that it's in us and toward us. Do you ever consider that? Do you ever think about the role of the Spirit? We've talked about Him in this about as a comforter and a helper and a convictor and a changer of people's life. But He also has a power, and it's available to you, available to I. Kind of almost like in that video we watched at the beginning, you know, where the dad hit the little ignition switch to the powerless little boy. That power is available to us. A power to change the hearts of our kids. A power to not be afraid with what's happening in our life. Power to overcome the trauma that we've experienced in life. God's Spirit may provide the power that you need in those situations. Now, I say may because it's up to Him to determine whether He's going to give it to us in that time and situation. The power isn't just like something we can just order up on DoorDash and give me some power right now. I need to score a touchdown for my high school team. Or I need to lose 15 pounds, or I need to get that big sale at work. That's not the Holy Spirit's power doesn't exist to accomplish our dreams or our wishes. It was given for the glory of God in our life, for the will of God to happen in our life. But so often you and I, we rely on it. We don't ask for it. We may not even believe that it would make a difference in our life if we had the Spirit of God. So this power is available to every believer. And I want to look at the ways that the Spirit's power can be helpful in our life. That's the first one. This is what you need to do. Ask for His power to live for God. Ask for His power for Monday, August 9th. For whatever you're facing in life, that we would live for Him. 2 Peter 1:3, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Everything that you have to live in this world to make it to the end is provided in the power of the Spirit. I hope as a church we're giving you some neat things to understand, some good truth and teaching, but you don't need this. Everything that you need is found in the power of the Spirit. A power to resist temptation, a power to choose faith and trust rather than worry, anxiety, or wigging out. It's the power of the Spirit is given to you to walk in the Christian life. Do you often tap into it? I know I don't. I mean, sure, when I get to the end of my rope, or when I've tried everything else, oh, yeah, Spirit, can I get your help now? Because I can't do it. You have everything that you need in the power of the Spirit in living your life for Christ. And the Apostle Paul recognized this in Colossians 1:29. He says, "For this I toil." So talking about his life and ministry and living for God. "For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." He's saying the source of my success is the energy, the power, the might that God has given in my life. Can we say that? I mean, is it a testimony of our life? You know, when somebody goes, "Man, you are so compassionate," or "You pray all the time." Maybe our response is, "Yeah, I know. It's just something that I'm just who I am." Or what if we said, "No, it's the Spirit of God working in me. If I'm kind to you, if I'm generous to you, if I'm compassionate towards others, if I display any kind of faith and hope and trust in God, it's the Spirit of God who's enabled me and given me that." Being a pastor, I talked to many other pastors. And unfortunately, you see a lot of pastors who leave their churches. If you think, what is the number one reason that pastors leave their church? Many people may think of pride or sexual sin or being disqualified. But what I have seen and experienced, the number one reason that pastors leave their churches is burnout. And I think that the reason that they're burnt out, "Well, this is me," it's because we're walking in our own strength. We're walking in our own resources, our own determination. And eventually you just crash, right? It's not just pastors. How about you as Christians in your jobs? Do you ever just feel burnt out? It could be because we're not relying on the Spirit helping us. That's what the power of the Spirit is given to us. So ask for his power in walking with God. Here's a second way we can ask for his power, just to live for God's mission. Now think about when Jesus was preparing to leave. He told the disciples, "I'm about to be crucified, and I'll be raised again." And he tells them, I'm leaving. I'm departing. But then he leaves them with this promise of the Spirit's power. Luke 24:49. "Behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." I was reflecting on that verse this morning, and what stood out to me was stay in the city. He's saying, don't go outside your door until you have this power. You are not qualified to handle what's coming your way without this power. And I thought about, what if I had that mentality every morning? Stay in your house until you're clothed with power. Stay in prayer until you're clothed with power. See, Jesus knew that they could not accomplish anything without the Holy Spirit's power in their life. And look at it. These were uneducated men and women who followed Christ. They weren't trained. They didn't have resources. They didn't have cable broadcasts to do their religious services on. And they turned the world upside down. They changed cities. They changed nations. Why? Because they were clothed with the power of God's Spirit. That same power is available to you to live on the mission for God. Another way we can ask for his power is just to give you hope in life. Now, we've talked about the Spirit of God, and I've mainly been talking about external evidences of it, right? Godliness and mission and life and proclamation. But what about internally? Do we need the power of God in our life, inside of us? I don't know. Do you ever feel discouraged? Do you ever despair? Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever felt hopeless, entangled? Another way that the Spirit empowers us is to give us hope. That's one of the ways that He provides us power for us. Look at this verse in Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of who? The Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Abounding in hope sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Wouldn't it be great to say, you know, Tom Jackson, that guy abounds in hope. Anyone ever said that about you? I need it. There's days where I am just crushed by life, overwhelmed, clueless, don't know where to go. Ask for the Spirit's power to help you abound in hope. And then there's this last point, number four. Ask for His power so that He would do miraculous things. I'll have to admit, this point number four wasn't in my original outline. I didn't want to put it in there because of my Presbyterianism. I like things to be clearly understood and tightly organized. And the thought of asking for God to do miracles makes me uncomfortable. But God has an enjoyment, I think, in making us uncomfortable. He doesn't like to be tightly put in a box. Do you believe God still does miracles today? Do you believe He has the power to do anything? The same power that created this world, that raised Christ from the dead. Is there anything His arm, His hand cannot do? Nothing. Do we ever ask the God for miracles to happen in our life? Miracles of healing. Miracles of restoration. Miracles of years of bitterness to go away. Miracle of marriages to come back together. I hope that you and I begin asking Him to do that. Now remember what I said earlier. It's up to Him if He does it. Whether He does it or not, blessed be the name of the Lord, right? But I really believe He loves to be asked. He loves to be asked for big things that only He can do. Ask Him for miracles. Ask Him for things that can't and have never been done. And then trust Him with whatever He says. The power of the Spirit can do anything. And the power of the Spirit is available to you. So will you trust Him? Will you ask Him? Will you rely on Him? God, help us to believe and live like this. It's amazing that Your power is given toward us and is even in us. And God, just forgive us how we have not relied on it, asked for it, not looked for it, not expected it in our life. And God, that we would now fill us with Your presence. Fill us with Your power. Power to abound in hope. Power to follow after You. God, life is almost impossible without you. So we ask for your help, Spirit. Grant us your power. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Let's all rise and sing together.